Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Charu Raizada, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. Our guest today on Mrigashira is Shobha Vasudevan, Head Corporate Communications and PR at Dell Technologies. An industry veteran with over 20 years of experience, Shobha has worked with many B2B companies like Microsoft and Canon in the past and has played a pivotal role in taking forward enterprise technology. Dealing with a difficult subject that is not easily understood by individuals and even businesses, Shobha has been a frontrunner in using new age communication tools to create a better impact for the brand Dell Technologies amongst the target audience. Listen to her as we find out how B2B communications has evolved, become more personalized for better effectiveness, adopting storytelling, and doing away with jargons. Stay with me on Mrigashira. Hi, Shobha. Welcome to Mrigashira.
Hi, Charu. Thank you so much for having me.
Dell has been trying to do a lot of things beyond just what it's really known for, the machines. Old-time tech companies typically, grown from selling boxes to services to solutions. How has Dell transitioned? I mean, is the popular perception of just a computer brand still associated with it?
Well, very interesting question to start with. So now if you look at Dell's purpose, we have a vision to create technology that drives human progress. So it's a really, really big goal. And it's a vision that goes beyond doing business, beyond the numbers, beyond the boxes. It's really to drive a change and drive progress in the way that people work, live, and, just communicate with each other. So, we obviously now have long since moved beyond the machines and the boxes and just a computer brand. We now have, technology solutions across the spectrum. We are innovating. We are in the process of, moving a lot of our business pieces into areas which are future focused. We are actually, we're such an essential company for the data era because we store, we process, we move, we protect actually more data than almost anyone, anyone in the world actually. Half of the world's mission critical data is stored on a Dell technology platform. So, with this vast amount of data that will, probably fuel the IT investments going forward, we are very uniquely positioned to be a leader in a more connected, automated, intelligent, distributed data world. So, it's our perception now is as a technology brand that's helping drive human progress.
With leadership comes a lot of challenges, right? And B2B communications, people think it's fairly straightjacketed, but relationship building with stakeholders is really hard. What are the best practices for continuous and consistent engagement?
Okay, so, personally, I have been working in the communication space for many, many years, almost more than two decades. I have worked across brands in both B2B, B2C, a mix of B2B and B2C. And I've actually, watched the business model move from being sales driven to being service driven to being relationship driven. And now it's moving from, customer focus and added value to gaining trust from the consumer to maybe looking at business pain points. It's becoming more about, embracing the brand personality into the promise that you're making and not really talk about speeds and feeds as it used to be in the earlier, many, many years ago, decade ago. Business communication or B2B, as you would say, was mainly about, boxes and speeds and feeds. And now it's moved more beyond that to what it can do for you, what it can do for your enterprise, how it can make you more efficient, more productive, more competitive. So it's become, I like this word called segments of one. So while, usually B2C marketing is on an individual level, B2B is now moving to a segment of one. So, while it is working towards enterprise communication, but it will attempt to individually a piece to each of the stakeholders that we would have.
Tell us more about this segment of fun.
Okay, so this is another way of probably saying a lot about customer intimacy. You would have heard a lot about this word that, you know, even B2B brands want to be in the customer intimacy space. You know, we don't want to be in the space where earlier it used to be, you know, like a PR mechanism. You would do something which works to a large section of audience, but it's not customized to anybody. But now, whether it's a product, whether it's a solution, whether it's a service, or whether it's a communication, even if it is targeted to a larger audience, it will still make you feel when you're watching it that it's appealing to you. It will speak to you. It will speak to your needs. So the customer intimacy will be something that even a B2B marketer or communicator will be able to do. And we are trying that successfully. You know, things like podcasts, for example. You know, we do that for an internal audience, for an external audience. We do it for a product launch. We do it for talking about a new technology innovation. We talk about, our achievement, things that bring us together. In the COVID times, we were talking about how, you know, we can use that for our own internal team building as well. So that's just one of the many examples that work in this, you know, segment of one principle.
No, absolutely. And, you know, a tailored approach, especially in today's day and age, has far more better results or is far more effective than just having a sweeping approach.
Pray and pray technique that we used to be, so popular for that as an industry. You know, PR people are very famous for doing the spray and pray that, you know, you just put out a release and pray to God that, you know, somebody finds it interesting. Well, now no prayers can help that segment. So, we have to be agile. We have to be, you know, more with the times to understand, you know, to make sense in terms of what you're talking.
Right. And what you mentioned a few minutes back, talked about, B2B and B2C. I mean, in the last few years, we've witnessed that convergence of the two, right? In terms of ideation, initiatives, what have been some of the major changes?
So the primary difference that you and I will also understand from a B2B to B2C is the kind of people it's reaching out to. So when you are being addressed as a consumer, then you are making a choice as an individual. However, when you're making a choice as a business leader or a business person, then you're making a choice which impacts a larger section of audience. So whether you're making it for your organization or whether you're making it for your business or whoever you're making it for, it impacts more than a few people. So hence the propositions that you ideate with, whether it is to appeal to has to appeal to a larger section of audience. It can't be just about that one person who will be impacted for it. So you will have to talk more about efficiency, productivity, time saving, cost saving, and still be able to make it in a fun or in an engaging way that it makes sense to them, it appeals to them. Your differentiation has to be much beyond than, you know, just the product speeds and feeds, like I mentioned earlier. The other important factor, I think, which makes a difference in a B2B space is our approach to sustainability, is our approach to ethical business. Because when you're making a choice from an organizational standpoint, these things make a difference. We've seen from many researches that we would, you know, be reading about where people who now want to make sustainable purchases, they want to buy from organizations which are committed to the environment, committed to, ethical purchases, committed to good business practices. So these are also factors which weigh in a lot when you're working on a B2B campaign.
I agree with you completely. And this brings me to another question, which is again related, and it's more to do with the stickiness quotient. So the biggest challenge when it comes to storytelling, where B2C is concerned, is far more easier. But the biggest challenge that B2B companies have is really, how do you humanize your products or services and develop that stickiness towards your business, you know? And can storytelling be a strong solution to that problem?
Yes. The one word answer to your question is definitely yes. Storytelling is the only way, I would think, where you can promote stickiness. It's a busy space. I mean, B2B marketing or B2B communication is an extremely busy place. I'll be honest in saying that there is actually no playbook for anybody. I mean, we just keep, figuring out the pieces as we go along. We would have figured or thought that something will work, maybe didn't work to the kind of things that we imagine. But the one common thing that we know for sure is that, you know, it has to be digital. So that's, you know, anything which now needs to be sticking has to be digital. That's probably the one constant that I have noticed in the past couple of years. The other couple of things maybe that will make a difference is being agile. Because sometimes by the time, and this is also because of the first point that I mentioned, you know, because it is digital, it's also constantly moving. So we don't have the, sometimes we have to think on our feet. We might just design a really brilliant campaign, but by the time it hits the ground, things might have changed. And I'll give you the most recent example that everybody will, align with, which is the pandemic. You know, before it hit, nobody really understood the magnitude of how much impact it's going to create. So once the first wave was over and people started sort of, you know, coming back on their feet, and suddenly second wave would come, you wouldn't really know how to prepare for things like these. You know, publications were not being able to function at full capacity. People are working from home. The kind of new space that we have, whether it's for digital or whether it was print or whether it was a conversation. So we had to be very, very thoughtful about what people are going through. You can't really, go on a completely different direction than what the world is feeling at that point of time. So empathy was very important. Your campaigns needed to have that. So being agile to the situation, being agile to the needs, being agile in general to understand if there is a change that needs to be made to the campaign before it rolls out, or even sometimes while it's being rolled out, is really important to sort of develop that stickiness. The other couple of things I think which helps in doing, getting through with stickiness is maybe have a slightly, more, you use the opportunities that we have to collaborate. You know, whether it's collaborating across the industry, collaborating across, different organizations with the same vision, collaborating across people who bring a similar point of view to yours and, help your brand get that message across better. An interesting example of this would be something like use of an influencer. So if you know, if your brand works with an influencer who actually supports the kind of work that you do and is able to lend a voice which brings in a slightly different audience also into the fold, then that's a great way of doing storytelling. Most stories, and we are a land of storytellers, I mean, our stories go way back from, when the Ramayana and the Mahabharata was done. So we are a land of storytellers. Our stories have to be using characters which make sense to people, So when I as a communication person think of a campaign for my brand, then I have used, mediums as different as a jingle, as a radio show, as a cartoon strip, a podcast. So we work across mediums, and we work in a completely hardcore, business to business kind of a space. And sometimes the differentiation helps.
I'm going to go back to digital and ask you, how are you using digital for engaging with your stakeholders?
So, our stakeholders are both internal system and externally as well. For internal, like I mentioned before, we actually do a podcast that we run every month where we speak with our leaders, speak with industry leaders, speak with, influencers, speak with people who can have an inspiring take on their journey. Whether they've made a journey from corporate life to an entrepreneur life, or they've made a journey from doing you know, business work to being maybe social work, or people who've used technology in very interesting ways, you know, like, you know, doing, using technology for farming or using technology for genome sequencing. So things which are very, very interesting for us to learn about and get inspired from. So that's a in a podcast that we run called Fine Tune In. The other way that we use externally is by you know, using influencers for doing webcasts. We do a lot of podcasts with our spokespeople and media houses to sort of take our message in a slightly different platform. We use for press briefings. We've used it for you know, doing live demos for people. We actually have, you know, our flagship event, which happens in the US every year, called the Deltek World. For all these previous years, we've had contingent travel from the country to experience firsthand about our products and solutions. But, you know, because of COVID and restrictions, it wasn't happening. So we've created a digital experience for the event for our friends in the country. And they've been able to sort of log in to attend the keynotes and attend the demos and the live sections, etc. So yeah, we've used it in probably a lot of relatable, impactful ways for all our stakeholders.
Thank you so much, Shobha, for talking to us. It was really an interesting conversation.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mrigashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on Mrigashira at digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.